Donald Duck's smiling face appears at the center of a vibrant blue background with a pattern like a sunburst.
Who's got the sweetest disposition? One guess, guess who? Who never, never starts an argument? Who never shows a bit of temperament? Who's never wrong but always right? Who never dreams of starting a fight? Who gets stuck with all the bad luck? No one but Donald Duck.
A title appears beneath the smiling faces of the Chipmunk brothers, Chip and Dale. A snowstorm rages around a cabin in the middle of a wooded area. Inside, Donald Duck shivers in bed under a blanket. Pulling the blanket over his head, he exposes his feet, which shake. His toes pull the blanket down, baring his head. He jolts awake and notices snow in the fireplace. Hopping to a chest labeled wood near the fireplace, he opens it to find only a small twig. He grabs a nearby axe and goes to the door. Outside, he spots a broken tree trunk sticking out of the ground. He sets his axe against a stump nearby and dons a pair of mittens. Inside the trunk, Chip and Dale lean against piles of nuts.
Oh boy, I sure took care of him. And was his face red?
Dale nods at Chip.
Yeah, just like he wants to eat us up.
Cracking open a nut, Chip eats it. Dale cracks a nut on his head, throws the kernel away, and eats the shell. The trunk shakes.
I'll be teaching him a lesson.
Chip heads to an opening and peeps out, then falls back. The trunk drops to the ground.
There we are.
As Donald picks up the log, the brothers fall out. Shaking his head, Chip sees Donald leaving with their home. Dale scratches his head. Dale shrugs, then follows his brother after Donald. Donald enters his home. The chipmunks peek at him from the slightly ajar door. Donald shovels snow from the fireplace into a bucket. The brothers run toward him, then tiptoe past his feet. They duck into a gap between the chest and the fireplace.
Now, where did I put those darn matches?
Chip dives into the log and throws nuts up to Dale. As Donald returns, the brothers drop the nuts and flee. Donald lights the log and turns around.
This is wonderful.
Chip crawls toward the fire. Dale follows but stops behind Donald. Dale winds his foot to strike the duck but falls. He repeatedly tries to kick Donald but can't reach him. Chip arrives behind his brother and knocks him down. Chip fills his mouth with water from the bucket of melted snow. Dale does the same. Chip sprays the water on the fire while Dale spills it on the floor. Chip sprays more water on the fire and Dale accidentally spits some in Chip's face, then shrugs. As Donald smiles by the fireplace, the chipmunks carry the log out. Donald eyes the departing wood and shuts his eyes briefly. Lowering to the floor, he sees Chip and Dale leaving with the wood. Donald tiptoes past them and holds the door open. As the brothers near the threshold, Donald grabs the log. Chip looks back at Dale and notices the log gone. He stops. As Dale passes, he waves obliviously at Chip, who kicks him. Dale shrugs at Chip. Inside, Donald heads to the fireplace with the log. Chip gestures for Dale to follow him to a window.
You say it! Don't turn on doing the work!
Chip bends over. Dale climbs onto his back but struggles to reach the window's sill. Chip smacks him to the ground.
That does it! Now they're all cut!
Chip climbs on Dale's back and grabs the sill. He wipes away frost from the glass and peeks in. Nearby, Dale does the same and turns to Chip. With Dale not under him, Chip falls. As Donald kneels near the fireplace, a snowball drops, putting out the fire. Donald looks up the chimney, and a snowball drops on him. On top of the chimney, the chipmunks drop a large snowball in. Chip gestures to Dale that the snowball fell on Donald's head. A large snowball rises. Dale wipes it, revealing Donald's glaring eyes. As the brothers try to flee, Donald grabs them.
Oh, no, you don't! I'm gonna take you forward, boys!
He rolls them into a ball of snow and drops them down the sloped roof. atop a mound of snow on the ground, Dale sees a pair of feet sticking out. Tugging at the feet, he finds them to be his own. He pats himself to check that he's okay. Looking down from the mound, he spots Chip glaring at him from the base.
Oh boy, I sure took care of him, and was his face red?
Chip whispers to Dale. Dale nods, and Chip heads up a slope far away from the cabin. Stopping, he grabs some snow and makes a small ball. He licks his finger and holds it up. He aims the snowball at the cabin, then runs and hurls it like a bowling ball. He puts his fingers to his lips. Dale turns and laughs, then knocks on the door. Holding a lit match, Donald turns away from the fireplace. He heads to the door. Outside, the snowball grows larger as it rolls downhill. As Donald steps out, the giant snowball knocks him inside, then out the back, taking the door with it. As the chipmunks carry their log out, Dale spots the door with a large pile of snow against it. He opens the door to find Donald's tail sticking out. He winds his leg a few times, then kicks Donald. Dusting his hands, Dale marches off. Reaching the log, he lifts it over his head and carries it away. Words appear, the end. Audio description by Deluxe, with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz.